Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about our teens and the distress they are feeling these days. We have too many teens who are very unhappy with their lives. They're depressed, they're full of anxiety, and sadly it's even happening to younger kids as well. I know because I hear about it from my friends who have kids who are totally anxiety-ridden, and they're not even 6 or 7 years old yet. There's other kids I know who are depressed, and they're not even 10. What is going on here? We adults need to take a larger responsibility in understanding that our children are individuals unto themselves. Yes, we are here to help and guide them, discipline them in ways so that they understand right from wrong, learn how to share, and do certain other things that need to be done in these lives. However, they do not need to be in multiple AP courses. They do not need to be on multiple sports teams, especially if they don't enjoy the sport, in order to get a scholarship to college, because parents feel like they need to be in an Ivy League school. Look, average exists because there are many more average people in the world than extraordinary people in the world. And the biggest deed we can do for our kids is to be able to help them to aspire to be the best that they can be, doing those things that they truly enjoy doing with their lives. I have a kid right now that I'm working with. He's 24 years old. He felt so behind his contemporaries. And yet, thank God his parents were very loving and very supportive of him. He's an only child. And they realized that he was down on himself and didn't really understand exactly what was going on with him. They thought maybe perhaps they were doing something that created too much pressure on him. But this wasn't the case at all. The reality of the situation from his perspective was that he was not keeping up with his peers. They had careers in place. They were moving on with their lives. And yet, he was stuck, and he couldn't figure out why. Well, just this past week, during our session, he gave me something very important in terms of a realization he had when I gave him something to do in his graphic design work. What he realized was, even though he got a bachelor's degree in graphic design work, he doesn't like doing it. And I expressed to him, the truth of the matter is that many of us study things in school, we grow, and we develop, and we learn maybe perhaps that's not something we enjoy anymore. We grow, we move on. And all too often, adults never give themselves the chance to do something they truly enjoy doing because they feel stuck in a job they freaking hate because that's what they're doing. Afraid to take the risk to learn something new or move in a different direction until they're laid off or fired, which is happening all too often for the under 50 set in the banking community. Because I know several people have gone through that, and they're not even 50 years old yet. Why? Because banks want to hire someone just out of college so they can pay them a hell of a lot less than what a person who has the education and the experience may be pulling from the bank. I know, it's ridiculous, because then they have to go ahead and hire the person and train them and put them through all the schooling, and yet this is what's happening over and over and over again, especially in the field of banking. But it's happening in other industries as well. Teaching. I have a friend that a few years ago went through hell when No Child Left Behind came into being, where she could no longer do the fun things that the kids enjoyed in learning foreign languages, and all of a sudden it was just about basic, boring drills. She used to like to play games with them, show them films in the foreign language so they could learn through being immersed in it and make sense of the language this way. She had so many fun things that she used to do in her 23 years of teaching that was no longer allowed. And they made her life miserable, demoted her, so her pension was less than it should have been, which is horrific. Never mind the stress that came as a result of having this happen. So what I'm trying to say to you is this. The world is difficult enough once our kids get out into it. Allow them to be kids while they're kids. Let them explore the things that they are interested in. As long as it's productive and can teach them something. It doesn't have to all be about being around adults every moment of every day. That's not normal, because at some point they are going to go to school. At some point they're not going to have you to protect them. And at some point they're going to have to know how to take care of themselves. And it ain't going to happen if you are making sure that there is never time for them to be alone with other kids to learn how to interact and how to protect themselves out there in the big bad world. Because the truth is this, if you listen to the news, you'd think that every kid is being harmed. It's a very teeny weeny amount of children who are being harmed anywhere in the world. Really tiny. Stop watching the damn news. It's depressing and it is focusing you on irrational anxiety. It's done on purpose. And don't allow them to play with your unconscious mind in this way. Do yourself a favor. Go do things that you enjoy doing. And be there. And communicate with your kids. If you see they're having a hard time, ask them if they'd like to have someone else to talk to. Because it can get weird talking to parents about private stuff. You know that. You went through that yourself, didn't you? I know I did. Even though I was fairly open with my parents. Well, my mom in particular. But that's a different point. So, allow your kids to be kids. Allow your teens to be teens. Take the pressure off. Allow them to explore their world so they can learn how to navigate it when you're no longer there. And teach them the things that they need to learn from your life. Like how to handle money appropriately. How to have a job and keep it. But not to the point where they don't have time to do the things that they need to do as teens and as college kids. Because when you think about it, when you become an adult, work takes up way too many hours, especially today if you're working for corporate America, which is why I dropped out of it. But that's a different story for a different day. Allow your kids to be kids. Give them freedom to do the things that kids need to do. Trust me, they'll be fine as long as you stay in communication with them. As always, I thank you for spending your time with me. Till next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your Keys to Happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.